We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Live from the corner of Broadway and Battery, this is the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. Now, Damon Bruce.
A fourth and final hour this afternoon. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is great to be with you. Dieter Kurtenbaugh is going to join us in just a little bit. Who's the us? Got Daryl the Guru Johnson in with me today. It's been a fun show just hanging out with you today. It was fun hanging out with you at the Warriors game last night. We got the Sharks and Blues skating. Both teams trying to get closer to the Stanley Cup Finals. No matter what happens tonight, that series comes back to San Jose on Sunday.
You going? It's your second birthday.
It is. Honestly, I might not be able to make it only due to the fact that my wife was just out of town all week long on business,
we got
some things no, we got to go do come Sunday.
T-H-A-N-G-S.
Yes.
Thanks.
Thanks. Well, you know, but see, that makes it sound like it's cool. These aren't cool things.
Okay.
We have to go pick out tile. Like, it's like that kind of marriage.
But everybody in the bar and the club's trying to find that special one. That's what they would rather be doing.
Right.
Let's go pick out tile. That means you got that one.
Any pursuit of straight up just animal sweaty sex eventually hopefully leads to
it's the worst.
Let's go look for tile.
There you go.
That's really what you're looking for in life. 888-957-9570. These two callers have been on hold way too long. I apologize. First to Robert in Fremont. Thank you for calling, Robert. What do you got?
What's up? How you doing, Damon?
Doing well, thank you.
All right, bro. Do you mind if I speak to Guru for 1 second? This is a little personal. My man Guru. How you doing, Guru?
What's up, baby?
My man, I'm disappointed in you, man. You're not representing today, and I'm going to tell you why. I'm disappointed in you on two fronts. Number one, you're in your mid-30s, something like that. Why are you promoting Blue Chew, man? You know, as a black man, we don't have no issues down there.
No, you can't. That's a generalization now, and we're in a society now. If you need help and it's there for you, go ahead and get better, and you and your mate will both be happy.
Let
Come
me tell
on
you,
now.
Robert, that might
yes,
not
sir.
Be a part of the black community.
Which I readily
I don't know
cannot
why it's
speak
not.
With any authority on, but you know what is definitely a part of the black community?
Give it to me.
Cash
Tell
them
me
checks.
About it.
Cash them checks.
And what's the second one? Because that was kind of lightweight.
Why are you endorsing Blue Chew?
Because we all need a little help,
Cash dude. Them checks. That's
what's
why.
The, what's the second one?
Cash and checks.
See, but that goes all into what I'm trying to say. That's leading into the second one. It's kind of selling out a little bit. All right, doing it for the money. All right, you got a family. It's all good. The second one for me is what I'm just the one that's just cringeworthy. Why are you allowing these other people, and I won't say who, these other people, they're just crapping on. You allow them to crap on Coach
Mark Jackson?
Oh, Robert, you got sniped. We didn't hang up on Robert. Yeah. Robert just did not work
out. You think he was going Mark Jackson? Because I told you I like Mark Jackson.
Look, Mark Jackson.
I just critiqued him on the one thing about him being redundant, in regard to the, he doesn't get enough credit. I love Mark Jackson, and if he listens to the station, he'll know I said he should have had a job. I think that's where he was going.
I think so, and we weren't even really talking about Mark Jackson, the coach, or the person. We were talking about Mark Jackson, the broadcaster.
And I said, I like him too, D. People don't like me calling somebody. Damon?
Damon?
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah, well, because I called you D.
Oh, that's fine.
I call my pop's dad. I call him D.
People who don't understand about the whole, like, why are you doing things? Like, Hulu has live sports. What are you talking about? Have you seen these commercials? Got Dame Lillard just shooting money machines off? What do you mean? You're doing it for the money you sell out. We all do it for the money.
No, D, but
who gets out of bed as an adult to go do something and work not for the money?
We're in an era now, just real quick. We're in an era now that if you need help, there's no shame in it. So nothing is fake or phony about it.
You got your talking points down.
All day. No, all day.
There you go.
I'm keeping it real. I would never endorse nothing up something I'm not using. That's real talk.
That is.
Yeah.
All right, give me a sample back.
Nah, look at
it. It'll be a good weekend after all.
I think I have. You know,
lost it. Don calling from the freeway. What's going on, Don?
What up, D? Bruce, Guru. Nice talking to you guys. I'm still on the freeway, matter of fact. Chad, I just want to talk about the game yesterday. Looked like Clever Lang against Rocky. You know what I mean? We took the best punches and knocked them out at the end. And, you know, it was great. I just want to see Lillard's face again like that when Iguodala took the ball and when Draymond swatted Seth Curry.
Mm.
It was magnificent. Nice.
Oh,
and I'm going to see you tomorrow, Guru. I'm going to come to the gym.
All right, I'm looking for you.
Samples. Bring some samples with you, man. I'll try them out. I ain't got nothing to hide.
Either do I. Either do I.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Pound it, pound it, pound it, pound it.
Your TV rap.
The 1-900 number, right there.
Yeah.
You know what
mm-hmm.
it is. Let's see.
That was back in the day.
Ed Lover and the original Dr. Dre, the fat one.
They had a movie. I forget what it was called, but I watched it. It was entertaining.
I watched it too.
Yeah, yay.
Not that.
My boy.
Not Cube. By the way,
who'd you have in here, D? Too Short and E-40?
No, Too Short and Mr. Fab.
Oh, there you, my boy, Fabby Davis. Oh, yeah. Man, I was listening like, that's a great time, man.
They were great, man. Great guys. And here's the deal. Real sports fans know what they're talking
about. Oh, no, there's
about.
No doubt. Are you shocked?
No.
Hip-hop and sports, they kind of intertwine.
It was perfect. It was great. By the way, speaking of little hip-hop. That is one of the all-time announcements of an NC's supremacy. And today the city of Oakland has declared it May 17th, a day of Fife. It's Fife Dog Day in the city of Oakland. Like, for real, I'm not making that up.
So when we get off, we could ride over there and catch some of the fest. I'm sure you can.
Dude, I hope they're just blasting things. I just hope there's Tribe coming out of all the speakers. I mean, it can't go wrong, right? This brings me back to high school right here. Midnight Marauders came out, I think, my sophomore year of high school. This was unstoppable. By the way, God bless the text line. The Ed Lover and Fat Dr. Dre movie was called Who's the Man?
There you go.
Yes, it was.
Biggie Smalls was on that soundtrack. A young Biggie Smalls.
Nice. Still sounded old.
That's funny.
He's got one of those old man voices. Like, I would have loved to heard him when he was, like, 12.
If I say Pac or Biggie, I'm Pac all day. How do you answer that? It's got to be Pac.
See,
give it to me. Biggie was dope, man, but it was Pac.
I'll tell you my favorite MC of all times right here.
Yeah, yay.
Ice Cube.
I can eat that.
Yeah, that's my favorite. How about this? I respect both. There's more Biggie on my iPod.
I got you. Biggie had tunes. He had hits. But as a lyricist and street connoisseur, Pac was just, he was a poet.
Documenting
man.
The
dear
culture.
Dear mama, listen to that. So anyway,
absolutely.
I'm sorry, dude.
888-957-9570 is the number. More of your calls in just a moment. But right now we go out. We're going to Portland. At least that's where Dieter Kurtenbaugh told us he was going to be when I was talking to him last night. He is a sports columnist for the Bay Area News Group. And I would assume, since we are talking to you, that you've landed safely. Welcome.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. I am in Portland. It is a wonderful town. I love it coming up here.
Nice. A lot of diners, drive-ins, and dives episode are shot in the city of Portland. So enjoy yourself and try not to get an angioplasty while you're up there. Last night, I think Warrior fans could have used an angioplasty because there were some heart attacks happening. They were down 17. And then it looked like they got it back. And next thing you know, they're down 8 again. And then the last 4 minutes plays out. And what do you know? 2-0 going to Portland. They're really good at this.
Yeah, it's almost annoying. I can certainly see how most people around the NBA really dislike the Golden State Warriors. Because when you play a game the way they played last night and still come out with the win because you turn it on for a couple minutes in the third and just a spellbinding final 4 minutes and 30 seconds in the fourth quarter to just be able to ratchet it up to that gear and steal a win against a Portland team that I thought played really well for about 45 minutes is just, it's just incredible. And it shows even without Kevin Durant, the level of talent on this team, and maybe more so the level of experience on this team, being able to rise to the occasion under such circumstances, under that pressure, they're really, really, really good at this stuff. And now Portland has to win four out of the next five games, which, let's be honest, that's not happening.
Yeah, I'm with you, Dieter. This run has been captivating, and I want to ask you, we all want Kevin Durant back, but is there a part of you that kind of would like to see, I wonder how far this team, if Durant's not available, could they go all the way and get it done, or are you enjoying this any more as if Durant was on the court? Because I think a lot of people are, like, shocked that, you know, the bench has shown life again.
Well, let's be honest about what we're looking at here. We're looking at a Warriors team playing a Portland Trailblazers team that this should not be the Western Conference Finals. As much as I respect what Portland does and they play the game the right way and everyone loves Dame Lillard and CJ McCollum, like, this feels very much like a first-round matchup. This is not apples to apples when it comes to talent, even without Kevin Durant in the fold. So, and then you look at Game 6 of the series against the Rockets. Listen, the Warriors kind of threaded the needle there. I don't know if they didn't have Kevin Durant that entire series, as ridiculous as that hypothetical might sound. Like, I'm not certain that they win that series. I don't think they do, in fact. I think that they needed Kevin Durant in that series and that they sparked something inside themselves without him for Game 6 that, man, if that had gone to 7, that would have been really tricky. I am absolutely, though, curious as to how far the Warriors can go should they not have Kevin Durant in the NBA Finals, and if they can beat Milwaukee, if they can beat Toronto, that would be fascinating. But I don't think the Warriors are too interested in finding out the answer to that. And frankly, this summer, next year, we're probably going to get the answer anyway. So, it's just someone who thinks about this stuff in very weird and strange ways. Absolutely, I'm thinking about it. It is fun. I think that the Warriors play the most aesthetically pleasing style of basketball known to man. And frankly, when Kevin Durant's on the court, it's not as beautiful. It's not as fun to watch because he's just so damn good. You can be lazy around him and just give him the ball and he'll get you a basket. And the Warriors have really fallen into that habit over the past year. At the same time, when it comes to greatness, when it comes to winning championships, you don't get style points. And the Warriors know that having Kevin Durant on your team, as silly as the conjecture that some people on the outside want to make, that somehow they're better without Kevin Durant, that's ridiculous. They are so much better with Kevin Durant because Kevin Durant is so much better than most everybody else. The Warriors want him back, and I think Warriors fans should probably follow the lead of the team and say that they want him back too.
Dieter Kurtenbaugh, sports columnist for the Bay Area News Group, heading up to Portland. He's actually there right now getting ready for Game 3, which will be tomorrow, 6 o'clock start. Whether the game's in Oakland, whether the game's in Portland, it's a 6 o'clock tip every single game of this series. Last night, it's an 8-point game, and the Warriors put the clamps down. Obviously, Andre Iguodala makes the signature game, sealing play with the block, the strip, whatever the NBA wants to call it, of Dame Lillard at the end. I don't care what they want to designate that as. It was awesome if you're a Warriors fan. Draymond Green is in straight out of Saginaw mode. Like, the Terminator, must kill, destroy mode. This is unbelievable. He had 5 blocks last night. He's blocking 3-point shots like he's Zion in a college game.
I have always been somebody who has been spellbound by what Draymond Green does. And I think that this does tap into sort of a larger conversation about how people don't care or respect defense. And Draymond Green, he admitted it last night. This is something that he's thrown around at times before. But he told Marcus Thompson, I was standing right there, I'm the best defender that ever lived. And we just nodded because I have no argument against that. What he is able to do in guarding 1 through 5 and being in the right position every time, he is a ghost out there. You don't know how he gets from point A to point B, but he's always at point B when he needs to be. What he is able to do on the defensive end is truly revolutionary. You think about how the NBA has changed since the Warriors started this dynasty in 2015. As much as everybody is now trying to emulate Steph Curry and shoot all these 3-point shots and motion offenses, they're also switching on defense, and they're doing everything that the Warriors were doing in that 2015 year. That was revolutionary, too. And the heart and soul of that, not to steal the cliche, but the center of that all was Draymond Green being able to switch 1 through 5. And everyone tries to get a Steph Curry, just like everyone tries to get a Draymond Green. It's about time we recognize him for the revolutionary that he is. And frankly, if we're talking about Draymond Green, there are so many highlights that you can point to. But, man, I might just put on the tape of the final 4:28 of last night's game and say, this is what Draymond Green can do. This is championship defense. And this is one guy playing at a level that I don't think we've seen anyone ever play at before.
Speaking of recognition, I was asking Damon, did he think Andre Iguodala was a Hall of Famer? And we saw a couple years back Dieter him get the MVP in the finals. But even myself, I'd have been like, you know what, I don't think so. But now I'm almost ready to have that conversation, and I believe it's a whole body of work, you know, going back to college, the USA team. If I were to ask you that question about Andre, how would you answer?
I would say absolutely yes, mainly because the Basketball Hall of Fame has a very low threshold, if we're being totally honest. There's some funky dudes in the Basketball Hall of Fame that you would not presume are Hall of Famers. So Andre Iguodala, a guy who has been so good for so long, longevity matters, and has been part of what might go down as the best dynasty in modern basketball. I think that he has to be in. I don't think it's a shoe-in. I think it might take a couple of ballots or whatever. I'm not really sure how it works. They seem to let everybody in again. But Andre Iguodala is absolutely a Hall of Famer. And I think back to the last round when the Warriors had that Hampton's Five death lineup on the court and they were going up against Chris Paul and James Harden. I was thinking to myself, there are 7 Hall of Famers on the court right now. How cool is this? And that's just a really rare moment where you get that much historical talent on the court. But then take that a step back. There are 5 guys on the Warriors who are Hall of Famers right now. That is absurd. And it's no surprise, I guess, that they're this good.
6 if you want to go ahead and include Steve Kerr, right?
There you go.
Absolutely. I think he gets in as a coach now. That is a great point.
Dieter Kurtenbaugh here on 95.7 The Game. So Jordan Bell, I mean, give him credit. Guy was in the doghouse, worked his way out of it, and last night gave the Warriors decent minutes. I mean, more than decent. He was good. He was active. He was frisky. And now the $64,000 question, Dieter, is can he put 2 good games together? He rarely does that.
Yeah, and it's a great question. I don't know the answer to it. If I did, I probably wouldn't be writing for the San Jose Mercury News. But I'll tell you this. With his athleticism and his energy, he is tailor-made for this series because the Blazers don't have the dudes. And they had to take Cantor off the court last night. I think we found out that Zach Collins isn't up for this moment either. So they're playing Myers Leonard, but then they're also playing Mo Harkless and Al-Farouq Aminu. These are guys who a couple of years ago are considered small forwards. They're being played at the 5, which means that Jordan Bell doesn't have to worry about getting bullied around or anything like that. He can just fly up and down the court. And the Warriors, we know in this series more than any other, they just want to run. They just want to tap into all of that spirit that they had in 2015. And Jordan Bell, for all of his faults, and listen, if you get him in the half court, it's tricky, and you don't trust him on defense in the half court, which is why we didn't see him against Houston. But, man, if you get him out and running, he's a thoroughbred. And the Warriors, they have been lauding his professionalism. I think that that's a credit to him. They don't really say that just throwing that out there out of turn. If they say it, they mean it. So, listen, I thought Jordan Bell was not going to be a member of the Golden State Warriors next year. Given what he's been able to give this team in this series, given the way that the league is going and getting smaller and smaller and smaller, and given the fact that, you know, he fought through some stuff that, frankly, could have torpedoed his entire career, I think that he might be on this team next year. And that's kind of shocking to me.
What do you make of Andrew Bogut? And the reason I ask you that, Dieter, is when Cousins went down, I was like, oh, Bob Myers, you know, and Joey Lightyears, they did a phenomenal job getting Andrew Bogut. And I expected him, I don't know why, to play maybe 20 to 25 minutes, and that he was physically capable of doing that. And last night, you know, he played 4 minutes. You see him cheering on his teammates. I guess what I'm asking you, are you at all shocked at the lack of help that Andrew has provided to the team?
No, not really, honestly. I do think that there's 2 things to point out with that. One, it shows how much better the NBA is than the Australian Basketball League. And I know that should just be an obvious statement, but it is jarring. Andrew Bogut was the MVP of the Australian Basketball League this year, and he can barely get on the court, it seems, for the Golden State Warriors this year. On top of that, it's another sign of how small the league is getting, how it's all about five out and switching everything. And Bogut is a traditional center, and that is just a dying breed, especially if you don't have that much of an offensive game. I think he's providing some solid stuff in those limited minutes, and I thought that he did a nice job in game one, if I'm being totally honest. But he has been so positive for them to have on the bench. He's another coach out there, and he's just a feel-good guy who's not afraid to point out something if he sees something happening on the court. And people respect his ability to see the game. People respect his expertise and his veteran leadership. So there's been no downside whatsoever to Andrew Bogut being on this Golden State Warriors team, even if it doesn't look like there's a lot of upside when it comes to him being on the court in this series, which is not made for him in any way, shape, or form. We'll see if Andrew Bogut has a role in the NBA Finals. I think he could have one.
Dieter, as you're looking for new angles to cover of this series, might I suggest Steph is actually playing his brother. You might not have heard that.
Nice.
it's such a novel concept. I mean, there's no way that anyone could possibly get to the bottom of that story. It's in no way covered. I got to get on that.
Good to talk to you, Dieter. Thank you very much for joining us. Have a good dinner tonight in Portland, would you?
Oh, that will be very easy to do. Thanks for having me, guys.
You got it. Dieter Kurtenbaugh from the Merck, a little Bay Area news group right there. I'll tell you, Warrior victories, man, they're getting harder and harder and harder to find in terms of blowout variety.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, this is a number that's going in the wrong direction. Or actually, it's not going in the wrong direction. It's going in a direction which should let everybody know this is the natural life cycle of sports. Teams that are great can't remain great forever. And competition is always coming for you. The Warriors had 12, count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Nice.
12 double-digit playoff wins in 2015, their first go-around. In 2016, they had 11. In 2017, 10. 2018, 9. 2019, 4. Blowing teams out isn't as easy for the Warriors as it used to be, and it never will be again, for many reasons, mostly being that the league now embraced their style, their strategy.
They shoot more threes than the Warriors do.
They might not even be a good impression of the Warriors, but they're still mimicking.
No doubt.
They're a mimic. You know, that's what it is.
What, like, is impersonation the biggest compliment?
Form of flattery, there you without go. A doubt. Mm-hmm. And even though that parrot doesn't exactly sound, it really is impressive that it gets to mimic. And that's what everyone is doing. They might not have the talent, but the pace and the tempo, my God, like 20 teams in this league.
Milwaukee and Toronto, which scares me, they play like the Warriors.
Yes, they do.
Houston, 53s a game, Damon. Come on.
If you're building a basketball team right now to not play like the Warriors, you're doing it wrong. It's just that simple. 888-957-9570. Two more segments right around the corner. Our final two segments of the week. When we come on back, we'll let you know what's going on in this Milwaukee game. We'll let you know what's going on in this hockey game. And right now, to let you know what's going on everywhere else, the one and only Elena, who will tell you that it's Greek Fest. Opa, go ahead, get your, what are we sipping? What are we sipping? What's sippable?
Mythos beer, or you could have some Retsina, which is the sweet wine.
Wow. There we go. Yeah. That's right. Retsina.
Should I start this music?
You know who I am.
Hello.
Pertains to nothing, just does something. Mom's got no back, says I'm frightened. Call me Smiley, because I'm wily. Living life like the life of Riley. Smoking punks with the one.
Good to have you here on 95.7 The Game. It is Fife Day in the city of Oakland. We will celebrate it right here on the corner of Broadway and Battery whenever it is time to celebrate A Tribe Called Quest. I'm down with that. Fife was a good guy. Very happy to see that Oakland did that today, since he was a resident in the great city of Oakland at the end of his life. Guru in with us today. We got a half an hour left. Every now and then, Guru, we get a little something that we like to call the most amazing thing, kind of like the stat of the day, and it could come from anything. It could come from any single avenue at all in the world of sports.
I like it.
This one comes from baseball, and it's not from the good pile. It's from the, oh, my God, these guys suck pile, and that's always fun. Albie, if you will.
Oh, my God, it's going to be amazing.
Actually, I'm not even mad. That's amazing.
This is gonna be...
Don't say it, I swear to God. Now, it's time for the most amazing thing.
It's amazing, so amazing.
So you'd think with all the NBA playoffs that are happening right now, with everything that Curry, Clay, and Draymond are doing right now, with the fact that St. Louis is up 2-0 on the charts right now, 6 minutes remaining in the second period, Milwaukee cruising into halftime, 64-39 over Toronto. That's not really amazing. We're going to baseball for our amazing today.
Uh-oh.
What's amazing is we found an offense worse than the San Francisco Giants. It's kind of amazing. It really is, because we all know the Giants were built to be bad. Not built this city on good, but no, they were built to be bad.
Built this city.
You know it, man. And it really is. They went into this year punting on the season. They did it in plain sight. Every decision since is proof positive that this ain't the year that means anything other than the reset button, which is odd to roll this out.
We built this city.
Giants explode again. No offensive.
We built this city with the
Connor Joe Bill. City and built this lineup on Connor Joe. And having said all that, we would like to congratulate the Miami Marlins. The Miami Marlins became the first team in Major League history to have no more than 10 victories and at least 9 shutout losses in their first 41 games of the season. Again, no more than 10 victories, and among their losses, 9 have been shutouts in their first 41 games of the season. Basically, through a quarter of your season, you've been shut out so far. That comes to us from Elias. Good job, Derek Jeter. Who trades MVPs away better than that guy?
You got South Beach, you got the weather, and then you got this dump of a stadium and this terrible team inside this dump. This is just bad news. What has he done?
I don't know.
Well, off the field with the women, that's his, you can't beat that, right? He shouldn't even take the job, because that was his legacy, right? Being a bad second baseman and as bad with the women, because he has a nice collection. But you're not, this, just resign.
Well, Jeter, this is bad. He's part ownership now, I guess.
Dude, why? What? They got 10 wins.
He played shortstop, by the way.
Help me out now.
Yeah, infield. At least you got that right.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, but still, Jeter and the gift basket stories, those are amazing. They really are. You've heard the gift basket stories, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're real.
So was Connor Joe.
Connor Joe.
That happened. It's real. By the way, speaking of gift baskets, something else. There are two sports sexy stories this week that I've been waiting specifically for you to come into and talk to you about around 6:45 or
stepping into my office.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I'm stepping into yours.
No, we're both in the lobby together. We don't have to go into the office. It's way too formal. We could do this in the lobby. Lamar Odom admitted that he slept with 2,000 women, tried to find his happy place, and that he was a sex addict and drug addict. And considering the guy overdosed in a Nevada brothel, you know what? I'm going to give him full credit for coming clean on that. I believe him on both fronts.
I mean, he's giving Wilt a run for his money, and it's still going.
Well, I mean, he's still 17,000 behind Wilt.
A Laker, an L.A. NBA player. But can we call him the Bionic Man? I mean, whoa. He could have used a blue chew.
He could have used a pack of blue chews.
a case.
Yeah. There's that story about Lamar Odom.
Damien, can I ask you a question about that story? How do you round it off to 2,000? Why isn't that 2,000 it was?
Yeah, right. Like you got
1,900. I don't know.
Do you ever get excited about watching your odometer roll over to an even number? A nice, clean, even number.
Oh, I got like, a caddy. Oh. I don't like looking at the odometer.
Oh, no. Oh,
yeah.
So, but no, really, who is like, you know, I would have gone home with another woman, but I'm at 2,000. That's a nice round number. I'll stay.
How do you get help for that, D?
I don't know. Who's really counting? I mean, do you go home after each down?
Right, that's
like,
why.
Put chalk on the, you know, like you put a dash on the board. I know I count my shows. Would you like to know where we are, Guru, today?
Give it to me.
Guru, today is the 1,137th show I've hosted on 95.7 The Game. Under the brand The Damon Bruce Show, it's the 2,171st show I've ever hosted. In terms of total radio shows I have ever hosted in my life, all of them.
I'm being naive Nancy now. I'm believing these numbers.
3,284. There's nothing naive. I literally count since the first show I did.
Wow.
Every show I do.
You talk about mic time.
It's the only stat of my life. And if I didn't keep it, no one would. So I keep this stat. It's the only thing I track.
Wow.
You telling me Lamar Odom? Wilt? Like kept a diary?
Wow.
Dear diary, tonight it was Nancy. I mean, like.
There's never a dull moment in your life.
God.
Anyway, I'm a little envious.
Look at it this way. I have eclipsed the Lamar Odom woman total in Damon Bruce shows, but not total shows hosted on The Game. My total show running total, maybe when it's all said and done, it'll be Wilt-like. And that's the closest I'll ever get. One more sports sex story before we take a real quick break here. Did you see the story on Black Sports Online? My boy Robert Latall all over the tee.
No, BSO.
All over the tee that James Harden, who, by the way, is officially doing it right. He is a single man with no children.
Go ahead. Speak on
James
it.
James Harden, live that life up. Enjoy. They have retired your jersey in a strip club. I need a 30 for 30 on that one day. James Harden has so many women sliding up into his DMs that he's got a guy who's in charge of aggregating and collating and putting together, like, spreadsheets on all the chicks in his DMs.
As the younger guru, I'm so jealous. There's nothing wrong here. And what did the great Chris Carter say in another realm? You should have a fall guy when you go out. But this guy has a DM guy.
Yeah.
Oh, what? That has to be the best job.
Call him the ball guy.
Wow. Nice.
Or ball dude. You know, it's the thing. You can call him ball dude.
James Harden.
It works. It's NBA.
And you know what you said? This pop still with me? He's not sliding in the DMs. They're sliding in his.
Dude, he's the millionaire. He's the MVP.
What's that like, D?
They come to you. I wouldn't know.
Not that I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know.
Maybe my sons. No, I don't want him to be like that.
Elena, what's it like to be an object of desire just one day in your life? Like, that's got to be a nice thing. I don't know what it's like. Guru doesn't either.
I don't know.
Oh, that's a lie. That's a lie.
Cop out.
I'd ask Albie, but you know, no either.
Yeah, it's tough. It's real difficult.
Tom Cruise.
Tough sledding over here.
How about you, Spencer? How are the girls in Bloomington? Beating them off with a stick?
Can't hear.
Is he beating off the? How's college life treating you?
Uh oh.
Is it good?
Thumbs up.
That's a thumbs up. We opened up a microphone for you. Yeah. You gave us a thumbs up.
I was waiting.
Awesome radio debut, Spencer. Good stuff. We'll talk to you next week. When we come on back, you wouldn't believe who is opening the latest hotel. It's not very bougie. I will give you that as a little bit of a hint. When we come on back, I'll tell you all about it, courtesy of Fremont Bank, full service banking. No compromises. Senior year, Garvey High.
Well, all the guys were corny, but the girls were mad fly. Lounging with the tipster, cooling with shot. Scoping out the honeys, they know who they are.
I mean, it still works.
It still works like a fine wine.
It doesn't just work, it bangs.
All the guys were mad corny, girls mad fly.
I mean, I tell you, now I'm not trying to go compare and contrast because I like this too, but I mean, there's a kid growing up today who thinks, like, this is the epitome of hip-hop. And I like old country road. Yeah. I do. I got to tell you, you want to corner a market? You just did. Who else is doing country hip-hop? And I don't know if this is sustainable. If you like this song in any way, you got to see the video. It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. The video's hysterical.
It's like, man, Snowfall meets Dukes of Hazzard meets...
Was Snowfall a good series?
It's the greatest series ever, and it's only one season in. So if you haven't, if you fire that thing up, you will personally call me and say, Guru, you are the real John Stockton for that assist.
Because it looked phenomenal, it but I never saw
phenomenal.
It.
It is phenomenal. And it's waiting on you on demand right now. D, if you, just let me know when you're done.
I will. I'm in. This is what it's all about here, kids. This is what you need to know when it comes to your Tribe Called Quest.
Little
blue chew.
Look at
this will get it done. All right, we got to wrap things up today. How about this? The year moves by so fast. What if I told you that OTAs started next week? Would you believe me?
Well, I watch NFL. It's on every day, so I'm not shocked.
OTAs start next week, which means we are closer to football than we've been in a really long time. That's officially good news. Also, from the sport of football, a couple things that we didn't even touch on. Patrick Peterson, P-E-D-erson, this guy's been suspended. It's not uncommon to see somebody get popped for PEDs right at the dawn of their career or right when they're hitting that 30-year-old mark.
And well, he was starting to get not burnt, but he would. There was a little toaster going on. You could get some balls caught on him, and then he probably licked himself in the mirror like, how can I get that edge back? And, man, D.
They're talking about trading me. What do I got to do? Yeah, and these guys will do anything they got to do to hold on to their positions and
wouldn't
status.
You?
And like, yes, I've said this. Look.
Come on.
Look, here's honesty. I do recreational drugs.
Okay.
With zero attribute or it doesn't help me at all. If there were an illegal pill today.
We like entertainment.
If there were an illegal pill today that turned me into the best talk show host in America, I'd take two of them.
Give me four. But what about the actor or actress, the actor that go gets a toupee or enhancements, and they go get the part? And it was like baseball with the steroids. It's your body. I'm here to be entertained. Gladiator. If you're going to hit it out the park and it's because you deal with that. But we want to be entertained,
D. What could be more performance enhancing than LASIK eye surgery?
The greenies that they used to take before the internet.
Right. You know how
after a day game, after a night game.
Right. You know what's really enhanced some guys' performances? Tommy John surgery.
They're saying that's better to get now than if it's better on the health.
It's better to have it. They used to say.
There's this pitching coach that swears by it.
In high school, they were like, oh, it's a good thing that Kerry Wood had Tommy John surgery. He'll be ready to get better.
Think about that.
Nuts. So OTAs start next week. There's one thing that actually happened. Josh Rosen, he finally got an honest moment from someone in the NFL. I don't know if you saw this story, but basically right a minute before the Arizona Cardinals drafted Kyler Murray, Cliff Kingsbury finally called Josh Rosen and said, we're about to draft a quarterback, and I want you to know. And then he followed that up with, what this means for you, I don't know. I don't know where this goes next.
I wouldn't have called.
No,
if that's all you can tell me.
No, but here's the thing. You got to tell somebody that you're about to. It was the call was right, and him saying, I don't know what happens to you next.
But elaborate on the you got to. Elaborate on the you have to, because you don't have to do a damn thing. He did not take advantage of the situation he had for whatever reason. Offensive line was terrible. Rosen.
I don't feel like. Joe Montana would have flopped in Arizona.
So I guess I just don't like that call. It did nothing.
It's a professional thing to
do. Nature took its course, is what I'm saying. You were getting out of here on the first thing smoking. I just don't like that call. If it was, we're going to give you a shot to win, compete. But to ship them out, I don't like calls like that. And I've gotten them too, D. But, if you're not being productive, don't try to save my feelings, I guess.
Here's the deal. Look me in the eye. Give me the news like a man. And I don't know if a phone call is looking somebody in the eye, but at least he didn't find out on ESPN.
Now, what's the difference, though, I guess I'm saying?
It's the measure of a man. It's a measure of a man. Do you have the guts to stand up and say, I'm doing this, I'm accountable for this decision,
you owe
here
him
I
that.
Am. Yeah, I like that. It's the only honest moment the guy's had in the NFL so far. I hope he goes to Miami and turns into Tom Brady.
And there's a chance he can if they block for him. Kyler Murray, you believe in? And look, I ain't going racial on you. I love all black quarterbacks. I know the plight. I'm rooting for black quarterbacks. You know, I understand what Kyler Murray. I just don't see a short guy that working. It's never worked, Damon. I hope I'm wrong.
He's one hit away from being the wrong guy.
That's the worst. And you know what linemen are doing now? They're backing up. We don't even got to rush this bad boy. We'll just put our hands up like telephone poles and bat the ball. We've seen this.
Where can people see you tomorrow?
24-Hour Fitness in Alamo.
Boom. That's called forward promotion, everybody. Go out and check out Guru tomorrow. Happy birthday to you, man. It's your birthday on Sunday.
And yours, too.
A little bit of a
and
second
intern
birthday.
Intern almost.
The intern. Yeah. No, he's March 25th. Okay. He screwed up the bit. Thank you very much, though, to Albie and Elena. Thanks to all of our guests today. Michael Rappaport, Tom Ackerman. Thank you very much to Chris Broussard, Dieter Kurtenbaugh, everyone who called in. This was an awful lot of fun. Guru, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
And I'm going to send everyone out with a little of this. Sports don't build character. They reveal it.
And like that, he's gone. Gone.
Boogity, boogity, boogity.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.